Our scripture readings today, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. 3 John 1:2. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well.
Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this sermon. I ask, Lord, that this be a blessing to those here and encourage them as they go out through the week, God, to show love to all of those, God, that are affect their lives. And so we give you praise, honor, and glory today. We ask that you would speak through me. In Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, bless those who are listening by podcast. Lord, bless them and touch them today. Let it be a healing word for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So this week is Advent week. It's the week of love, and it was a beautiful reading. I'm laughing because that candle in the middle is supposed to be lit at the end. Just threw me off a little bit. So forgive me, because I am really dense today. So, but anyway, this is our week of love, and so I was thinking about it, and what do you want me to talk about today, God? What do you want me to share? Because I talk about love all the time. I think it's just maybe 3 weeks ago, maybe four, that I talked about love. And I was like, well, what do you want me to do? And so he gave me something a little different to do. And it just this morning while I was getting dressed. But love is an action word. It means you're doing something. You're showing love. That's our title today. Show love. Show love to those who are important to you. Show love to the stranger. Show love is what God wants us to do. What did he do for us? Our first scripture is John 3:16. And we all, it's so familiar. We all know it. But it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved us so much that he gave his only Son for us, that we could live, that we could have life. He gave his Son that we could have life. He showed us love. That was his, what great love. Could any of us give our child for anyone else? I just couldn't. I just wouldn't be able to do it. It would be very difficult. But he was able to give his Son for us, to show us love, to show that love, how much he loves us. And all he asks in return is that we show love to each other. And I always think of, it's a song by the Jackson 5, and it says, give love on Christmas. But we need to give love always. We need to show love, always be showing love, always be out showing kindness and treating people with love and kindness. And so I have one more scripture, and then I'm going to do a little action love, if that's all right with you guys. That's what he gave to me today. Matthew 22:37-39. And it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what he wants us to do, is that we love our neighbor. It's hard. And there's another scripture in there that says, love those who hate you. That's very hard to do. That is so hard to do. But that's what he asked for us to do. And so today, and I went a little fast because my arms are a little chilly. So I'm going a little bit faster, but I want to show love today. I want to show love in word, in action. Because I was in the shower this morning, which is funny, and I was thanking God for everybody. And the Lord was like, well, why don't you just tell them? Tell them how you feel this morning. Show love to each and everyone there in the sanctuary. I say, everybody, God? You want me to go through everybody? Yes, show love. So I am going to show love to each one of you. I want to tell you why I am so thankful to be here at Broadway Christian, why I feel so blessed, starting with Cheryl Wilcox, that those last words that we had together that we were talking, and she said, we are so blessed to have you. And I told her, I'm so blessed to have you. That was, we were showing love to each other. And we were, I'm so blessed to be here. I know it was God's will. I was somebody, I was telling my story of how I ended up here. And I was just like, I am so blessed to be here. And I thank God for that. And so I thank God for each one of you. And I'm starting with Ed. In my mind, I was looking and I said, he reminded me so much of my dad. But what he does that I am so thankful for is when I come into Bible study, he says, "Hey, girl, how you doing?" And I just love that. It reminds me of my dad. That's how he would greet me. And so, Ed, that's what I'm thankful for you. You're a blessing. You bless me when I see you. And so I thank God for you. And Patty is the same. You to me are sunshine. Patty, when I see you, you are sunshine. It's always positive. You always bless me. And so I am thankful to you. I thank God for you. You are a blessing. I thank you, Tammy. I thank you. You always encourage me. Always. You come up to the communion table and you're like, "That was a good sermon." I love that. I need that some days. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. And oh my goodness, Margie, I thank God for you. You encourage me. Always, you encourage me when you come either through the line or up at the table or in the hallway, no matter where it is, you always have an encouraging word for me. And I thank God for you. I thank God that I'm here and I thank God for you. I thank God for Justina as well. She gives the best hugs going through the hug line at the back every week when she comes through. And I thank God for you for that. You show your love. I feel it when you hug me. I thank God for you, Justina. My brother-in-law. I thank God for my brother-in-law. He never comes without fixing something for me. And I am like, man, I'm like, well, Joe will be here soon. Joe will be here when I can't fix it. I thank God that he cares enough to do that. I thank God for you, Joe. I thank God that you care for my sister and my favorite person, Miss Erica. I thank God for you for doing that. I thank God for my sister, because those two sisters that I have here, these two, I have a bunch of them and I love them all, but they are the ones who hold up my arms. You know, in the Bible, when they tell, I think it's Moses and he has Aaron and I want to say it's Joshua and God said, that's what they do for me, for ministry and just in life. They hold me up. She holds me up. I can tell her, you know, when I'm distressed, I can say, oh, this is going on. You know, she just listens and receives it. And so I thank God for you, Donna. So many other things, but today for that, I thank God for you for doing that. And then Miss Erica. Miss Erica is my girl. She is my niece, but she so supports me in so many ways. But she's always like, "Oh, you're my shero," and little things like that. That just encourages my heart when I wouldn't think that next generation would even notice us or care. She speaks life to me, and that is a blessing from God. And she can really pray. She is a good prayer. She can really pray down heaven for me. And I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Erica. And I thank God for Caden, because Caden likes me. And he gives me hugs and he likes to rub my face. And I thank God for that. Means a lot. That means a lot. So I thank God for Caden. And I thank God for Barbara, who is truly my best friend. We wouldn't have known when we were the last two at home. We were the last two that we would be together forever. It feels like. But she truly does help me in so many ways. So many ways. And she was a counselor by trade, by profession. And that helps to have a counselor living in the house with you, doesn't it? It's like you can share and tell and, you know. So I thank God for you, Barbara. There's so many things that she does, but I just thank God that she is there. She's there to help me walk this journey and that God saw fit to do that for us. I thank God for Cherish because she is the joy of my life. She is the joy of my life. And she encourages Grandma. If she catches me saying things that aren't positive about myself, like, "Oh, I don't know if I can do that," or, "Oh, I don't like this." Nope. Grandma, you're the best. Nope. And you can't ask for anything better than that. Amen. You can't ask for anything better than that. So I thank God for you, Cherish. You are truly the joy of my life. I don't know what I would just be lost without my little granddaughter. She's my company. When my mom passed away, she was my company. And so I thank God for her and her dad. He's not here, but I do thank God for my son. He's woo. Because he was a trouble as a kid, but I thank God for how God does things. Amen. How he does things and brings them around to now he's my biggest helper and supporter. And I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Connie, for so many things. But man, you really just step in. It's like she just steps in and she just, no matter what's going on, she's there. Connie knows. That's Lori and I. Connie can tell us how to do it. If we we don't know. Connie can help us to tell us how to do it. And the same with David. I thank you guys for how much you love Broadway Christian Church and how much you show love to me. Always and always with a smile. I thank God for you that you guys do that here at this church and that I know you. I am blessed that I know you both. I thank God for you. I thank God for you, Bev. Never a week goes by that you don't come through that prayer line, that hug line and say, that was a great sermon. Another great sermon is what she said. And I need to hear that. You know, we like feedback. I might be a parent. I know God said it, but I really do like feedback. And I thank you for that, Bev, and all everything else. That's just, I'm like, there's so many things. I'm just picking one because that's what God gave me today. But I thank God for you, Bev, and all that you've done for this church. I thank God for you. I thank God for Merle and Joyce, and I'm looking forward to their wedding. I thank God for them because whenever I see them, they greet me with such a big, beautiful hello or a wave. And Chris especially, he makes sure, I know he's not here today, but he makes sure to show me love every time I see him. And what a blessing that is. Truly a blessing to have and to receive that. Can you guys imagine how blessed I feel? How blessed I feel when I receive that love from everyone. I thank God for you, Larry, especially. I am amazed because to me, to have served in this church for so long, to still want to come every week and still serve God's house and serve God's people, that is a true blessing. I thank God for you. And I really thank God for you on Wednesday because you were such a help for me. I thank God for you. I want you to know, I'm saying it again, because Larry, I thank God for you. You are a blessing. I thank God. And Karen, the same. You are a blessing. I make sure to get my hug from Karen every week, because she's a blessing, such a sweet spirit. I thank God. I thank God for you, for both of you, and that you're here. And John, I wait every week after I finish my sermon, and I do communion, and I go to the back to greet. When I come back, he gives me the thumbs up. I need that thumbs up. I'll be looking for it. I'm trying to act like I'm not. But I appreciate you, John, for that. It's so much more. So much more. But I appreciate that you do that, that you care enough to do that for me. I thank God for you. I thank God. You appreciate it being here. I thank God for you, Kathy, Razzler in the back. I thank God for you. Just for all of our conversations, for the kindness. You truly are a caregiver. You are a born caregiver, and I thank God for that. I thank God for you, and I know there are so many others who thank God that you give and care for people so easily, so wholeheartedly. What a blessing that is. I thank God for Mary. I really thank God for Mary. She gives me such little encouraging things. Every time she comes through the line, she says the most beautiful, encouraging words to me, and I love that. I thank God for you. You are a blessing to me, Mary. I thank God for you. I thank God for Bonnie. She remembers my sermons. What a blessing. That is a blessing. When she tells me back, I'm like, oh, I did say that. Oh, my God. And that she receives, I thank God for that. Bonnie, you are a blessing in so many ways. Not that's just the one I picked today, but you are such a blessing. And I thank God for your husband as well. I don't know him as well, but I thank God for you being here today and being here and caring for Bonnie. I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Jim. It's so many things. But during the communion, when you come up and you say, I love you both, I start catching that. And I'm like, well, I love you too. Thank you. Thank you. That's something to have someone share that. And I know wholeheartedly he means it. Well, that's how you show love. That's an example of showing love. And so I just thank God for him. I thank God for you, Jan. Your kiss every week at the end of service when you walk through the prayer line, the hug line is what I'm calling it today. You come through that hug line. And you say, another good sermon, and you kiss me on the cheek. What a blessing. What a blessing. Not everyone gets to feel love. You know, and I get to feel it every week. I am so blessed. And these are all just examples of showing love. Because I didn't feel like I needed to actually tell you to show love because you guys all do it. You all do it to me. And so I know you all do it to each other. Miss Linda, of course, I wouldn't even be here without you. I thank God for you for so, so, so many things. But that you are always concerned for me is what my mom did. And it's just a blessing that you are always concerned for me. I will get little texts. How are you feeling? What are you doing? How's your week going? What's going? You know, it's stuff my mom would do. So Not just, there's so many things, but just today, I'm so thankful that there's someone that's concerned for me. And I thank you for doing that. I thank you, Daryl and Barb. Back the last year, or maybe the year before, I can't remember, but Daryl said, can we be your grandparents? And I was like, yes, you can. You can be my grandparents. And that's what I feel from each one of you. Daryl never, ever, ever fails to encourage my heart each week on each sermon. That's what we need. Those are the sermons we need. And I'm like, thankful, because I don't know. I'm like, God, I know you're telling me. I feel you are. But he encourages me to just kind of back that up. Yep, that's what God was saying. That's what we need. And Barb as well. She gives the best hugs going through the prayer line. And so many encouraging words. And I just thank God for you. And all of the most beautiful. I was showing my sister. I'm like, she made this quilt for me. And she made this for me. I'm so thankful. And I'm so blessed. I thank God for each one of you. I do. And Char, I thank God for you. You're so, she comes through the line each week and she says, we're so blessed to have you. That is a blessing to have someone tell you that. You know, most people are like, get away. Go, you know. Wish you'd leave. But no, each week she comes through the line and she tells me, we are so blessed to have you. And I feel I'm so blessed to be here. And so I just thank God for you, Char. I thank God for you and all the things when you just pitch in, just like earlier, because Miss Shelley's not here. I forgot we had to pass out the candles. I knew that we were going to do the candle lighting, but I completely forgot about it. And I asked her, and she just immediately passed those out. So I thank God for you, Miss Char, for all of those things that you do, but especially for your encouraging words when you walk through. You guys, I feel like I'm giving you love, but when you come through that line, you guys bless me as well. You all show me love. And I just wanted to point it out to you. And last, but certainly not least, is my own Google. Miss Cheryl, Miss Carol, any questions that I have about the Disciples of Christ or anything else, I can ask Carol, and she has the answer, and she does it with such loving kindness. And she too is another one who is always concerned for me. She's always concerned for me and my well-being and my health, and that I'm, you know, that I'm doing things right. You know what I mean? That I'm taking care of me. And so I thank God for you, Carol, for so, so many things. But for one, for always having the answer that I need. And if you don't have it, you can find it for me. So I call you my Google, my own Google. I can just go and ask Carol and she's going to tell me. But I also thank you for the loving kindness that you show me. I thank God for it. So I thank God for each one of you. I think I touched everyone today, but that's what I wanted. I wanted you to leave here today knowing what it's like to show love. And what I want you to do before I read our last scripture, my blessing over you and pray, is that I want you to just turn to someone, just one thing, and show them love. Tell them something that you love about them or that you like about them or that you appreciate about them. Just one person next to you. You don't have to get up and walk around, but just someone next to you or beside you. Just tell them what you love about them, what they do, how they bless you. Yes. And now, my last scripture to you guys, what I've been doing this whole Advent season, is just praying a blessing over you. I want you to go through the rest of this holiday season. All right, Sanford. All right. It's 3 John, verse 2. And it says, and this is my prayer for you all this, the rest of this holiday season. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So I wish health to you. I wish prosperity, and I wish a full soul, full of God's love, full of God's charity, his kindness. What do we talk about? Hope, peace, love, and joy. That's what I wish for you this year. As we finish out this year and as we go into next year, and as I said before, we're going to be talking a lot about peace next year because, you know, it's a lot going on and we need some peace. We need some our own personal peace. So starting next week, we'll start talking about peace a little bit. But that's really all I have for you today. That's my whole sermon today. It was love in action, I feel, because love is an action word. And so we're going to pray. And I'm going to let you get out of here because my arms are kind of chilly. they are a little cold. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your kindness. God, your mercies that you show us. We thank you, Lord, that love is action, and we can go out of these doors, go into our community, go into our families, and we can show love to people. We can tell them how we appreciate them, why we appreciate them. We thank you for it, God. You're so very good to us, so very good. We give you, God, all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. And Lord, we do pray again for Cheryl Holloway. Lord, that you would heal her body fast. Let it be a speedy recovery for her, God. And we just thank you for her, and we thank you for all we do. Show love to her as well for all that she does here at Broadway Christian. We thank you for her. We thank you for Kevin as well. We ask that you would bless them both as they're going through this time of recovery for her. And Lord, we do pray again for Jean and Shelley, Lord, that you would answer Shelley's prayers. That's how we're going to phrase it today. Answer her prayers that he would get home before Christmas, and all things will work together for their good. And we give you, God, all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. And each person on our prayer request list, you would meet each one face by face, person by person. Lord, you would meet them at their very point of need. And we give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. We pray, God, that this holiday week will be a blessed week for each person here under the sound of my voice, that they would all have a wonderful Christmas and New Year's holiday season. God, that you would be in the midst of it, that they would have joy, peace, hope, and love, God, this whole season, what's left of it, these last 2 weeks. You would be with them, God, and that's what they would walk in. We give you all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.